This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
And now the cleanup.
Flooded roads, downed trees, and power knocked out to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in a storm that barreled into the northeastern U.S. In Cape Natick, Maine, station WMTW recorded waves crashing on the shoreline. Monday's storm forced flight cancellations, school closures, and killed at least 4 people. The National Weather Service says by mid-morning, more than 5 inches of rain fell in parts of New Jersey and northeastern Pennsylvania, and wind gusts reached nearly 70 miles an hour along the southern New England shoreline. I'm Donna Water.
It's a storm of another kind in Texas, where critics are slamming a new bill signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott aimed at migrants arriving illegally.
The new law allows any Texas law enforcement officer to arrest people who are suspected of entering the country illegally. Once in custody, they could either agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the U.S. or be prosecuted on misdemeanor charges of illegal entry. Migrants who don't comply could face arrest again under more serious felony charges. While immigration enforcement is a federal responsibility, it's not the first time a state has tried to bolster their enforcement. In 2010, opponents denounced an Arizona law that became known as the Show Me Your Papers Bill. It was largely struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. Legal challenges are expected for the new Texas law. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More than 120 people are known dead after an overnight earthquake in China. A volcano has erupted in Iceland near the town of Grindavik. A tourist from the U.S. says it looks like something from a movie. As we head into the holidays, there's word that some of America's biggest retailers are working to increase their shipping speeds. This is AP News. Now to a nursing home that suddenly closed, surprising residents. The AP's Norman Hall has this story.
The largest nursing home in St. Louis has closed suddenly, forcing out scores of residents. Friday's closing of Northview Village Nursing Home forced about 170 residents to be bused to other care centers. Many left with nothing but the clothes they were wearing. Workers learned they might not be paid and walked out, confusing residents and their relatives. Northview Village has been fined 12 times for federal violations since March 2021, according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The federal agency gives Northview a 1-star rating out of a possible 5. In addition, the State Health Department website lists nearly 24 Northview investigations since 2016. I'm Norman Hall.
In Georgia, public school employees and state employees are getting a year-end bonus, $1,000. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.